again, these were some of the things we discussed at the high level, but budgeting. Has anybody here had to manage a budget? Probably all of us have to manage our own personal budgets, right? Even if you're not familiar with managing a department budget, you understand there's a certain amount of money that comes in and there's a certain amount of money that goes out, and hopefully they balance. Or maybe there's a little left over, but you don't want to wind up in the reverse situation, right? So understanding how to do that from a company standpoint or a school standpoint is important. Fund development. Are some of you responsible for getting grant money or getting your own funding? That may be a requirement elsewhere in the university if you want to be in a managerial role. You may be responsible for bringing funds into the group. Okay, so how do you do that? How do you find out how you do that? Again, we talked about regulatory compliance with HR. It had to do a lot. We're concerned about making sure there's no discrimination when it comes to finance. Obviously, we've got to go by FASB accounting standards and GAAP, general accounting principles, and there are certain kinds of government regulations that we need to make sure we're in compliance with around finances, especially in a not-for-profit institution, because you can't do anything that may jeopardize that status. That can be a real problem. And then ultimately, understanding how to negotiate. That's a really fun skill to learn. It really is. Does anybody enjoy negotiating? Oh, nobody? Yes, thank you. There are some people that really do enjoy understanding, you know, how to get to yes. You guys know the book, Getting to Yes, Fisher and Urey. It's all about negotiating. It's all about finding a win-win solution. Get what's in your best interest and in my best interest, and how can we get there, and who's going to give a little, and what am I willing to give up, and what you may need to be negotiating contracts with vendors. You need to get the best deal for the school, and maybe they're coming in too high. And so, you know, how do you do that? There's an art to that, but there's also a skill, and there are some real things that you can pick up around how to do it in a very successful and effective way.
Or you can take that to another level. If you, let's say you're hiring for a grade, let's say 13, and you have the possibility of maybe upgrading it to get the best candidate, the ability to be able to do that. Or will you? Are you a risk taker to do that? Or are you willing to do that? Or do you know how to do that? Those are questions. Or I would say in this case, with contracts and negotiation, if you've never worked in a union environment, that would be an issue. If you worked outside a union environment, that would also be an issue, depending on the kind of environment you want to be in. Are you willing to do that? Those are questions again.
You know, the operations and facilities piece, we talked about this a little bit earlier, understanding all of the systems that are involved and making sure things run smoothly, knowing the policies and procedures for handling emergencies or for handling when things break down and don't go smoothly, and what are the practices within your group.
Sometimes in some organizations, the director or manager has to have ability to deal with outside vendors, internal vendors, and to be able to negotiate those contracts. I've seen that a lot lately, especially in nonprofits. So to go to somebody outside and to get a vendor to come in to do something, the ability to be able to do that is critical.